WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Tonight on CBS, a new summer series premieres from Robert and Michelle King, creators of The Good Wife. The new show is called Brain Dead, and it's a political satire that's also a science fiction comedy. Our TV critic David Biancooley says it's unusual not only because it's a mashup of different genres, but because of its tone. Here's his review.
Remember that meteorite that smashed into Russia a few years ago, with enough people filming it as it came to Earth to cause a brief internet sensation? Robert and Michelle King certainly do. The creators of The Good Wife use some of those images in the opening moments of their new CBS series, Brain Dead, to set up a bizarre but very enjoyable hypothetical scenario. Here's the weird what if. What if a meteorite like that one is recovered by Russians and forwarded to the United States for further study and eventual display in the Smithsonian? And what if that happens right at the start of a government shutdown, allowing the outer space rock to burst open undetected, spilling out a veritable army of ant-like space bugs? And what if those bugs have the power and the inclination to creep around inside the Beltway and into the ears of politicians and their staffers, eating and mutating their brains? And what if those brain mutations result in politicians who are partisan in the extreme, and extreme in the extreme? All this fantasy plays out against the real current presidential campaign, with actual speeches by actual candidates playing in the background on the TV cable news shows everyone is watching. It's part Invasion of the Body Snatchers, mixed with the playful comic edge of Mars Attacks, but also with the political insider maneuvering of the West Wing. Mary Elizabeth Winstead, who's instantly likable and lovable, plays an aspiring documentary filmmaker named Laurel Healy. Her brother Luke, played by Danny Pino, is a Democratic senator. Laurel agrees to work for her brother for 6 months, and she instantly becomes the point around which all other plots revolve. She's eventually the one who first notices the odd behavior of some of the people she encounters, the ones who have been possessed by alien bugs. She's also the one who gets a chance on her first day at work to field an offer from a Republican staffer named Gareth, played by Aaron Tveit, who just might help avert the impending government shutdown.
I'm Gareth Ritter, legislative director for Senator Wiedis. Brad Wiedis? He's the Republican senator from Maryland?
Yes, I know. I mean, I don't know, but, would you like me to get a more senior staff
No,
person?
I don't need senior. I need the sister. I'm here to offer a deal on behalf of Senator Wiedis. Actually, I'm not here at all.
You're not?
No. And if your brother tries to use this, if he tries to get mileage out of this by embarrassing the Republicans, we'll deny this meeting ever happened.
I think I should get
Miss Healy, there are now 90 minutes until the government shuts down. My boss is ready to cross the aisle and vote with the Democrats. All he needs is a $48 million earmark for autism studies. It's a pet cause of his.
Okay, seriously, this is my first day.
I'm out the door. This is my cell. Get your brother's agreement in 90 minutes and call me, or my boss will be forced to stand with his Republican colleagues. And if anybody finds out about this, the deal goes away. You understand?
No.
Ms. Healy, 100,000 government jobs depend on you getting to your brother in the next 90 minutes and convincing him to take this deal. So if I were you, I'd run.
The Republican senator making that offer is Red Wiedis, played by Tony Shalhoub, who injects lots of fun from the start. So does Zach Grenier, who played David Lee on The Good Wife as Laura's manipulative father. But other enjoyable elements show up a bit later. Starting with episode 2, for example, singer-songwriter Jonathan Colton provides a new opening theme song each week, more of a recap, really, singing about what's happened so far. It's such a clever idea, I want to play some of it, but only the part that recounts what I've told you already. It's not only the lyrics I hope you'll enjoy, it's the tone.
Previously on Brain Dead.
Some kind of meteor came down, no one knows where it's from. They shipped it off so they could study it in Washington. Guess what, it's filled with space bugs. Now they're loose and eating people's brains. Poor Laurel only wants to make her documentaries. She's out of money, so she works for Luke, her brother. He's a Democratic senator. She listens to constituents complain. Gareth is working for Red Wheatus, who's a senator, a southerner, a Republican, a drunk. Government is shutting down till they find a workaround. The deal they make looks like a slam dunk.
A theme song that updates you every week, that really makes me laugh. So does the view out of Laurel's ground floor office window. It's a statue of a soldier astride a horse, but her view is dominated by the horses behind. Brain Dead is full of little touches like that. And like the two rival news networks that everyone on the show watches. One is liberal, anchored by a short-haired brunette. The other is conservative, anchored by a long-haired blonde. And she's played by Megan Hilty, one of several Good Wife occasional players who show up here. Brain Dead is loaded with intriguing little elements, even if they're not instantly explained. Why do the possessed by alien people love listening to 80s rock in general, and you might think by the Cars in particular? And if another of the side effects of alien possession is stubborn extremism, how is anyone supposed to be able to tell the possessed politicians from the others? After seeing three episodes, I have no idea. But what I do know is that Brain Dead is on my weekly viewing list. And unlike most of the other hour-long series on my list these days, it's not dark or depressing. It's fun. And this summer, especially during a real-life presidential campaign and such horrific breaking news events, that counts for a lot.
David Biancooley is founder and editor of the website TV Worth Watching and teaches television and film history at Rowan University in New Jersey.